I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always get on my website, shalomklein.com, as we can download podcasts from this very program, get a sneak peek of who will be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And be sure to check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. Visit their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Great lineup today. We've got some great professionals, entrepreneurs, but let's get right into it. I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by James Curley, a partner at the Mosaics brand, Spinning Wheel Brands. And it's always fun when you have props and visuals, but it's even better when the visuals have a taste to it. And no, we're not chewing on paper here in studio. I am joined not only by James Curley, the partner in the company, but some of his fantastic food items. James, thanks for coming, and more importantly, thanks for bringing in those props.
My pleasure. Shalom, in the food business, you have to bring samples.
Absolutely, especially when the samples are really, really good. James, welcome, and please tell me how you ended up in the food business.
I started in 1977. I was in college, and I needed a job where I could also eat. And so I started working in a food co-op in Austin, Texas, which was a natural foods co-op. And so in 1970s, last year, I celebrated my 40th year in the natural organic foods business.
It's fantastic, and I've had the opportunity prior to today to enjoy those food products. And there's a certain you're not trying to be like everybody else. You're very focused on, as you said, that organic, that it's healthier. It's healthier food choices. And James, let's get into it. Where are the products found?
We just launched the products recently, so primarily at the moment they are on Amazon.com and our own website, which is deliciousness.com. But we are in a test in some Target stores here in the Chicago area, mostly in the city. We are in some independent supermarkets, and we're in some small natural food stores. We expect to be in the larger supermarkets by the end of the year, since we're only about 4 months on the market at this point.
Well, I saw your ears perk up when we mention about Bob Mariano, and he's going to be on in one of these upcoming weeks on Get Down to Business. So lots of business, no matter what line of work you're in, it's all about partnerships and networking and meeting people and getting your foot in the door. So the Target announcement is certainly very, very exciting. So tell us a little bit about the products. Tell us what kinds of products they are.
Mosaics are an organic popped veggie and potato chip. So unlike a regular potato chip, which is fried, our product is popped. Unlike the leading brand, Pop Chips, our products are 50% yellow and green peas by weight. So they have 4 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber per serving and only 110 calories. They come in 5 flavors, and we just think they're a better upgrade to the potato chip.
And I'm going to ask, I think, an obvious question, but is the taste as good?
It tastes great, actually. Yeah, we worked really hard on the flavors, and we also made sure they were crunchy and that they held up in dips, which is primarily what people use chips for a lot, is hummus and guacamole and salsa. So
absolutely. So you are a Chicago-based company?
We are. Our offices are actually on Broadway in Edgewater in the city, and all the partners are based in Chicago as well.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about the business side of things. So you mentioned your story and how you've been doing this for you've been in the world of food for quite a while, and clearly you're quite passionate about it. But you've made a transition. You've made a transition, and you mentioned Mosaics, and you mentioned that the health conscious can enjoy the products as well. How did you decide to develop a product that may take a little bit more work, but is better for people's bodies?
Well, being in that industry my entire adult life, I had a lot of contacts. You talked about networking earlier, and that's really an important thing. So we knew a company that was producing a product like this that didn't have anyone to market it. And so there was a little bit of serendipity in that we saw this product, our partners saw it, and we said somebody should bring this to market. Someone mentioned that they looked like little mosaics. And to add a personal touch to this, my wife was a mosaic artist, and I lost her to cancer a few years ago. And so we just saw an opportunity to both name the chip, bring them to market, and position them as a virtuous food product, but also sort of a virtuous social product. So we actually have a little donation fund to the Chicago Mosaic School on the north side, which is where she was located.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's always encouraging to see businesses. I say this probably 12 times a day in every meeting that I'm in. I'm always fascinated by businesses that are all about community. So you're clearly in the world of business. You are an entrepreneur. You're all about making money, but also making an impact right here at home in Chicago. So continuing the theme of business, what advice you've been in the world of business for quite a while. You mentioned the number of years and how long you've been doing this. You clearly learned a thing or two. You've probably made mistakes along the way.
Plenty.
That was quick. What advice would you share for a young entrepreneur starting a business for the first time in 2018 that you know now that you wish you knew when you got started?
Never tell a lie, which is advice that you know, my grandmother and my mother gave me, but really makes a big difference in business. And I think, you know, as a young guy, I was always tempted to exaggerate my results or exaggerate, you know, my positioning for my products or my brand or my business. And I've learned over the years that people actually respect you more if you just say, here's where I am today, here's where I'm going, I need some help getting there, but let's tell the truth about it.
And tell me about your partners. It sounds like you, I know your title is Chief Sales Officer and Co-Founder. So co-founder implies that you've got some other people in business with you. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what advice you would have for entrepreneurs that are exploring bringing on partners. How do you make the right decision and what prevents you from making the wrong decision?
Again, this was a networking situation, I think. So my partners are people that I've known for a long time. We've all worked in various aspects of the same industry. One of my partners was a senior grocery buyer at Whole Foods in Austin, Texas. Another one of my partners is an entrepreneur who actually worked in the food space for a long time and invented the airline snack box, believe it or not. And so we've known each other. We've worked together on projects. And when we saw the opportunity to pull together as partners, we all trusted each other and knew each other pretty well. So nobody is a stranger in our partnership. And I think that helps a lot because we know each other's strengths. We know each other's weaknesses. We're willing to tell the truth about those things as well with each other. And that makes for a stronger partnership, just like it makes for a stronger marriage or any other kind of relationship in life.
5 years from now, James, where do you hope the company, the products, where do you hope that they'll be?
Purchased by Frito-Lay.
Interesting.
And for me to be retired.
Very interesting. So you clearly have a goal. You're passionate about the product, and you're passionate about the health elements of it. And you think it sounds an implied suggestion with that answer is that you're hoping that the larger companies embrace the same philosophy that you and your partners have developed.
Well, they already have. If you look closely at the transactions in the last couple of years, all of the large CPG firms in the food space are buying small innovative brands to bring into their fold rather than innovate them on their own. It's a quicker path to market for them, and it keeps up with changing consumer tastes better.
Well, James Curley, we are running out of time. Mosaics, we've got some samples here in studio that doesn't help our listeners, but if you hear crunching when we come back from the break, you'll know what we are, what we're chewing on. But we've got a great lineup of guests. But James, I do want to make sure that our listeners know how they could find out a little bit more. Hopefully they'll be seeing it in a Target store near them. But how can they get in touch and perhaps learn a little bit more about the company?
The company website is mosaicschips.com, and the mosaics is spelled with a Z, M-O-Z-A-I-C-S. But they could also go to deliciousness.com, which is our consumer-facing website where they can buy the products online. Or they can find us on Amazon.com.
That's fantastic. And final question for you regarding connections opportunities. I know that you're a growing company. Are there job opportunities within the company too?
We have some hiring going on right now. A couple positions here in the Chicago area. We need a sales coordinator. We need an operations assistant. But we'll also be hiring salespeople around the country in the coming year.
Fantastic. We'll get on the website. One more time, how can people learn more online?
Mosaicschips.com.
With a Z.
With a Z.
With a Z. Okay, well, you could get in touch through the website, learn more about the company, learn more about the opportunities to get involved. And folks, I mean, it's all about small business. So if you've got connections in the world of grocery, open those doors, because we love to see small businesses grow. And James Carley, we'd love to have you back on the program real soon to follow your progress and continue to tell the story about these wonderful chips. Speaking of the chips, we're going to be digging in very, very shortly. We will be back after this very quick break on Get Down to Business. I'm going to be joined by Kelly Clements, and we're going to continue the conversation about small business. So you don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You can get on our website, shellandkline.com, and we'll be linking to the Mosaics brand of product. So check it out. Listen to Get Down to Business, and we'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 27 from the junction 15. Slow from the junction to Diversey, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 28. Express lanes currently at 8 minutes. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale to downtown at 29, on the outbound at 35. Sluggish from Coster to First Avenue. Inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34, on the outbound at 36. Stop and go from California to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17. Slight delay from 18 to the Circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 16 minutes. Nothing to report on Lakeshore northbound and southbound, as well as the Tri-State northbound and southbound. 90 eastbound having some problems from the Tri-State to the Kennedy. Looking good on the westbound side. It is currently 45 degrees with a few clouds and a wind chill of 39. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 40. Next update, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Mother-daughter duo working at the liquor store, and an armed robber came in, held them up at gunpoint. But then as he was leaving, they grabbed a gun of their own. They actually each had their own handguns and shot him.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Do you want to take your chances with a guy with a shotgun who's robbing you? Or do you want to take your chances with you defending yourself?
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I can't think of anybody better that exemplify that spirit of small business than my next guest, Kelly Clements. She is the founder and head coach of The Entrepreneur. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. So you got to explain this. And I know we already had to explain how to spell mosaics with a Z. So obviously we're going to have to make sure we let our listeners know how they could spell The Entrepreneur. But we'll get there. Kelly, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yep. I work with entrepreneurs and primarily with their spouses. I've been coaching entrepreneurs for about 15 years, and I really realize that the spouse is the most valuable asset in any business. And so I've shifted my focus from focusing on the business owner to focusing on his or her spouse.
It is such an important issue. And to folks that might not be in business and they watch the dynamics of how successful small business operates, it probably seems strange to see the partnership. The truth is, we talked about partners with our last guest. The truth is, the real partner in business might not be on the legal paperwork, but it is the spouse. And I absolutely agree with that. So, Kelly, there must be a story behind that. Tell us how and why.
Sure. So it started actually on my first day when I was coaching entrepreneurs with a coaching company called Strategic Coach. So I'm in the workshop room with entrepreneurs from all over the world. And I noticed on day one that my clients fell into two camps, those that would count their spouse as their greatest asset and those that didn't. And the ones that counted their spouse as the greatest asset were consistently hitting their targets. They were blowing through their goals, and their growth was really done in tandem with their partner. So that's when I got to work on that. And then it's a case of be careful what you wish for. I ended up in partnership with a highly successful entrepreneur, and I learned very quickly that the spouse of an entrepreneur is not all about brunch and breakfast in bed.
So absolutely. So tell talk to us a little bit about, let's start with the success story, and then maybe we'll move on to a disaster story. Success story. How in the ideal situation should that partnership, collaboration, whatever term you want to use, but how should an ideal relationship between a entrepreneur, a business owner, and their spouse, how can they support each other? What's the right balance? What advice do you share with your clients?
Yeah, so that boils down to my whole premise, which is it takes two extraordinary people to create one extraordinary relationship. And a lot of times where I see couples go wrong is when the spouse really loses track of his or her identity, because it's hard enough for a business owner to keep their identity separate from the business. And then if the spouse loses her identity, now we have two people who are kind of lost and looking to each other to fill that proverbial bucket. So the balance is really that both people are showing up fulfilled, happy, complete to that relationship, because we don't want to depend on an entrepreneur to be filling that bucket at home because so much attention goes to the business.
Sure. And what about family businesses? Have you gotten into that angle of multi-generations in business?
Yep. I actually I'm in the fourth generation now of family business, so I understand that very well. And it's always a struggle. And the first question that comes to mind is, well, what do we talk about at the dinner table? You know, it's always about business. And that's why I really encourage couples that they get out and play, you know, have hobbies outside of the business and outside of the kids, so that couples continue growing together. So play is one of the things that I really work with couples on, so that they have really high quality free days and that they're taking advantage of their time freedom, and that time away from work is spent well rejuvenating and actually enjoying a high quality of life.
So it's funny, because that is counter to what often people talk about there's really no lines in business and family. You're saying that there needs to be lines. There actually needs to be some pretty strong lines and very, very bold lines that are created between family time and business time.
Absolutely. And not only just to protect the family, but also to protect the business. You know, we need to shut it down. It's in those periods of rest where we get that rejuvenation and our creativity comes back online. So having those fine lines of personal and professional really is important, not only in protecting the relationship, but also in protecting the business.
So let's talk about The Entrepreneur. So how did that name come about, and what does it mean to you?
So The Entrepreneur is spelled with the word renew at the end. And a lot of entrepreneurs experience burnout at some point in their career. And it came up because I love to travel. I'm a huge advocate for enjoying quality of life. And I saw so many entrepreneurs just burning out because, you know, we have this badge of honor with the grind. Like, we work 24/7 and we're always plugged in and we're always available. And it becomes our calling card, to the detriment of our health and our relationships. And so The Entrepreneur is just really offering a fresh perspective of how we actually grow, which is in that time of rest and rejuvenation.
So I have a strange question for you. It's about identity. Mm-hmm. So when you're out and about, somebody, a wise friend of mine once said that he uses the street test, the Devon Avenue test. When he sees somebody walking down Devon Avenue, he there's usually a first impression that comes to mind. He thinks, oh, that person works for XYZ organization. When people see you, what do you want people to think? Do you want them to think of you as an individual, of you as a business owner? What identity do you want to create? And because I believe that ties into that message and that coaching that you're working with entrepreneurial couples on.
Yeah, so entrepreneurs really are the heartbeat of the business. And so if people are looking to them as the business owner, the business is actually fleeting, right? And so if the business goes away, that's where most entrepreneurs really start to have this identity crisis or the meltdown, and they attach their self-worth to their net worth. So I don't ever encourage that they get their identity from the business, because the business can come and go. However, when they are showing up as the best version of themselves in the business and for their families and for themselves, everything around them thrives. They become the gravity or the source that feeds everything around them. So I really want to get their identity on what's factory installed in them, and everything else is the result of that.
Well, speaking of identity, you clearly have this very, very firmly established, and you've clearly helped a lot of people. So Kelly, you recently wrote a book called The Power of Play, Praise, and Purpose. Tell us a little bit about what sort of tips and advice you share.
Sure. So the power of play, like I said, is it having some really high quality, rejuvenating free days. If we look at our love relationship, the thing that got us to the altar in the first place was our dating relationship, and that's complete with play. That's all it is recreational activities. And so I get couples back into a sense of play so that their love can continue to grow. And on the note of praise, entrepreneurs are actually very psychologically similar to psychopaths. And so if we're not careful in an entrepreneurial marriage, we have a lot of opportunities to criticize our spouses. And so I talk about the compliment to criticism ratio and making sure that in an entrepreneurial marriage, we depend so much on that affirmation and support from our spouse. And so really making sure that there's a lot of affirmation and support that goes on in the marriage, and that we're not always tearing each other down, because in that times of high stress and crisis, it can be easy to turn on one another. And so I'm always having my clients keep their fingers on the pulse of that compliment to criticism ratio.
And for an individual that might be in business, but really they do a successful job of leaving work, whether they're an entrepreneur or not, they might be a professional. I was about to say just, and that's completely inappropriate. But if they leave their work at the office and they come home, is that a bad thing?
Absolutely not. That's a great thing. That's the dream, right? From a spouse's perspective, we know that to have somebody come home and to be present, that, I mean, that's what all of my couples are going toward. So I don't see any flaw with that at all.
Very interesting. Well, great advice. And so, Kelly, you have been doing this for a while. Any idea of how many couples and how many businesses you've been involved in helping to grow?
Couldn't even begin to tell you, and hopefully the reach would be even further than I can imagine. I do a lot of speaking too, and so one of my favorite testimonials was from a woman who heard me speak in Hawaii, and she said, you know, I heard Kelly speak and I booked my flight to come home the next day, and you know, I wanted to be with my family more than being in Hawaii, because she changed my perspective on how important it was. And so hopefully my reach goes farther than I'll ever know or be able to count on my spreadsheets.
It's absolutely fantastic, but it would be very, very interesting to know how many people you've impacted. Just before we share your website so people can find out more about the book and find out more about all your coaching, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked our last guest. What advice would you share? Just, again, being in business, I know you shared a lot of advice for couples, but being in business, what advice would you share with a young entrepreneur?
With a young entrepreneur is to really understand that play is a prerequisite to success. It's not the reward for it. Grinding it out is not the way. So just making sure that you're protecting your personal time to grow other activities. From a business perspective, you're going to see that it's going to increase your productivity. And that's where the disruptor energy comes in. When you expose yourself to industries outside of what you're used to being in, you can bring that creativity back to your own business. So really prioritizing play.
Well, Kelly Clements, the founder and head coach of The Entrepreneur. How can people find your book, and how can they learn more about all your coaching?
Yep. The book is on Amazon. My website is kellyclements.com, or you can find me on Facebook, is where I'm most active.
Okay. Well, check it out. Some great advice. And whether you fall into this category or you certainly know somebody that does, this book is a must read and Kelly is a must meet. So be sure to check it out, and we'll link to it on our website as well, shalomkline.com. After the headlines and after a few quick breaks and commercials, we'll be back talking about the important issues of the day in the world of business. You don't want to miss it. Check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Chicago, we'll be right back.
She ran Al Gore's presidential campaign. She served as the chair of the Democratic National Committee. She's considered one of the most influential Democrats in the country. And on Thursday, March 22nd, Donna Brazile will go head-to-head with AM 560's Dan Proft. It's Beyond the Talking Points with Dan Proft and Donna Brazile. They'll discuss, dissect, and debate the big issues dividing our country. Get your tickets at 560theanswer.com/beyond. Sponsored in part by AM Woodland Outdoor Design.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Objections at home and abroad over President Trump's plan to impose tariffs on a couple of key imports, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum.
No exceptions, according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. British Prime Minister Theresa May said that multilateral action between nations was, quote, the only way to resolve the problem of global overcapacity.
Fox's Molly Hennenberg. Critics argue that Americans will end up paying more for products that use steel and aluminum. They're off and running in Alaska, the 46th annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, despite losing a major sponsor and pressure from animal rights groups.
This year's contest also controversial after a past champion was banned from competing for a dog doping scandal.
Fox's Ken Duffy. Competitors are vying for a total purse of $500,000 in the 1,000-mile race that ends in Nome, Alaska. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 27 from the junction 15. Slow from the junction to Diversity, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 28. Express lane is currently at 8 minutes. At the tunnel, a vehicle blocking the center lane on the inbound Ike. Thorndale to downtown at 29 on the outbound at 35. Sluggish from Koster to 1st Avenue, inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the outbound at 36. Stop and go from California to Cicero, inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17, slightly from 18 to the Circle, outbound 295th from downtown at 16 minutes. Nothing to report on Lakeshore northbound and southbound, as well as the Tri-State northbound and southbound. 90 eastbound having some problems from the Tri-State to the Kennedy. Looking good on the westbound side. It is currently 45 degrees with a few clouds and a wind chill of 39. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 40. Next update, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier because 4 Imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TIME to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TIME to 88988. That's T-I-M-E to 88988.
Hey, Joe Walsh here. If you still haven't purchased the very best pillow, of course I'm talking about MyPillow. The four-pack deal is back, so I strongly urge you to go online or call now to make sure you take advantage of this great deal. Hey, by using the promo code Joe, you'll get the absolute best deal available anywhere. The MyPillow four-pack deal includes two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows at 50% off. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need regardless of my sleep position. I never wake up with a stiff neck or a headache. MyPillow is made in America, washable, dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty plus 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off four-pack by calling 800-489-0201 and use the promo code Joe. Or visit MyPillow.com. That's 1-800-489-0201. Promo code Joe.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. Thrilled to be joined by our returning guests, by Brian Pomper of Action for Trade. Brian, you joined us just a few short weeks ago, and we started talking a little bit about intellectual property and some of the infringements with some countries on the United States, which are impacting taxpayers. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Shalom.
Absolutely. So you have written, you've submitted some comments to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative regarding Mexico. And Mexico has not adopted any policy or pursued any legal actions against illegally operating stream ripping sites. Brian, the conversation about trade has taken on a whole new level over the past week, and perhaps we'll have a few minutes to talk about it. Let's start with Mexico, because I know that's something that prior to Thursday's announcement you were working on, and I think let's go in that order.
Sure. So you want to talk about, so Mexico, I mean, I think one of the real problems with Mexico has been a lack of enforcement for protecting innovators and creators and the things that they produce. You mentioned stream ripping, and this is the idea that you take a from a streaming service, you remove the protection measures that keep other people from copying that song or movie or whatever it is, and then other people can copy it, even though it had been protected when it was on the streaming service. So that's something that Mexico doesn't have any measures to prevent against, that we'd like to see disciplines in the context of a NAFTA that would require countries to prevent against that kind of intellectual property.
And Brian, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, voters overall, I think, overwhelmingly appreciated President or then candidate Trump's insistence on the importance of American-made innovation and creativity across sectors, especially relating to job creation and economic growth. Again, that's something that I believe the statistic is that nearly two-thirds of Americans say that U.S. trading partners currently undervalue American innovation. So you have been part of the growing number of folks saying, let's level the playing field. So we talked briefly again about the comments that you made to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative for Innovation and Intellectual Property. Bottom line, you believe that taxpayers need to get a better deal, that we need to enforce the rules. We need to make sure that the trade is fair. Now we only have a few minutes, but in our brief few minutes together, let's talk about the president's announcement last week about the tariffs that are being implemented. Are you in favor or opposed?
Well, I would say that the group that I represent, Action for Trade, is really focused on intellectual property. So in some ways, this is not really our fight. I mean, as a private citizen and as a trade expert, I worry about this sort of measure. I think it the last thing that we really want to do, it seems to me, is to have all of our allies be fighting with us and with one another, rather than focusing on the real problem that China does represent in the world economy, and trying to come up with tools and solutions to the huge overcapacity that China does have on steel and aluminum. But I say that as, again, as my own private capacity. Action for Trade is concerned with intellectual property and trying to get the right rules of the road in NAFTA and also other agreements as well.
Understood.
From that standpoint, the group doesn't really have a point.
Understood. But, Brian, the president tweeted, as he does quite frequently at strange hours of the night, and he tweeted that trade wars are easy to win. Would you agree with that statement? Are trade wars easy to win?
Yeah, Shalom, I think I fall into the very large number of traditional economists and people who think that history is rife with trade wars that are lost by both sides. So I don't think that it's a positive thing to spark a trade war. I worry that, I would say it this way. The president came into office promising a renaissance of manufacturing in the United States, something I think everyone would welcome. But I worry that what he has done or is planning to do here with these tariff walls that will be repeated with our trading partners as well is going to make lots of American manufacturers far less competitive, both in the United States and internationally. So I worry it's going to hurt us. This is one of those circumstances where there's a real problem, but the cure that's being proposed here is worse than the disease.
And Brian, that goes back to again, the Action for Trade and the issue on the table over here. And I like your approach, and I admire your the approach of bottom line. It's not just about, okay, let's be strong, let's flex our muscles, and let's show our capability. It sounds like, Brian, you're advocating for fair trade and enforcing the rules that are out there. And when it relates to intellectual property and as we talked about websites stealing that intellectual property, whether it's music, movies, things like that, you're talking about bottom line. There are rules that exist. There are companies that are putting in millions, billions of dollars. And United States government, Office of the U.S. Trade Representative for Innovation Intellectual Property, enforce the rules. Is that right?
Well, sure. Everybody wants the government to enforce the rules. And I would say this administration, like past administrations, is good at enforcing the rules. I think part of the concern here is that since NAFTA was signed, I guess, 26 years ago?
Brian, we're going to have to leave it there. We should have much more time for this conversation. We'd love to have you back on. We're going to continue in the coming weeks. Brian Bomper from Action for Trade, thanks for joining us.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the outbound Bishop Ford at Cottage Grove. An accident blocking the left lane, heavy from Dan Ryan out to A&A4 from Dan Ryan, 19 minutes. On the inbound side at 15, no delays from 8094 to Dan Ryan. On the inbound, Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 27. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown in half an hour. Express lanes currently at 8. On the inbound, Ike, Thorndale to downtown at 31 minutes. Sluggish from Des Plaines to Ridgeland on the outbound slow from Costner to First Avenue out to Thorndale from downtown at 35 minutes. On the Stevenson in either direction, 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 20 minutes. Stop and go from 18 to the Circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 18 minutes. No delays from the Circle all the way to the Skyway. It's currently 42 degrees, partly cloudy with a wind chill of 36. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 39. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Jeanne Ives might be Mike Madigan's favorite Republican. The Madigan machine has bankrolled Ives with thousands of dollars in shady labor union cash. turning Jeannie Ives into another Mike Madigan lackey. Listen to Ives defend Madigan.
Now we're going to call Mike Madigan a crook. Now we're going to call Mike Madigan a crook.
Instead of attacking Madigan's corrupt ways like Bruce Rauner, Jeannie Ives defends Madigan.
He's picking on Mike Madigan again. He's picking on Mike Madigan again.
Ives won't even commit to immediate repeal of the Madigan income tax hike.
You need legislator approval to repeal that, obviously, so you'd have to have them decide to do that, to repeal it, right? I can't guarantee what the legislator is going to send me in the bill.
Jeannie Ives, guaranteed to defend and defer to Mike Madigan.
I don't think that's any way to deal with the powerful Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan.
Paid for by Citizens for Rauner, Inc.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm thrilled to be joined in studio by the dynamic duo, but I am thrilled to be joined by Matt Willens, personal injury attorney, rated among the top personal injury attorneys in Chicago. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And you've brought a friend along.
This is my daughter and as of today, publicist Emily Willens.
That's fantastic. And we talked about family businesses earlier in the program, so I know you guys have a lot to talk about in your ride home. So, Matt, let's start by talking a little bit about what you do, and perhaps let's talk about what you don't do as well, because you are an attorney, but you are not, I don't believe you claim to be a jack of all trades. You are very focused on what you do, and you do it really, really well. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, That's correct. So we're a personal injury trial law firm, emphasis on trial, because there's a lot of personal injury lawyers out there, not a lot of lawyers who are willing to step in the ring when necessary. So that's all we do. We represent people who are in car accidents, construction accidents, medical malpractice, but call me to do your real estate closing or for a traffic ticket, and I'm going to point you in a different direction. I'm going to point you in the right direction, but I'm not going to be able to handle that myself because we're strictly focus on what we do best, and that's personal injury law.
But by the way, that is very important. We talked about networking earlier in the program, and I know that you pride yourself on that network, and that's how you and I got to know each other, is you pride yourselves on knowing the other attorneys that can be a resource and can help. So walk me back to probably just under the past 5 years ago when you finished law school. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Matt's been around for a little while, but tell me, why did you choose to go into this practice area?
Well, a couple things. One, when I was in law school, I was probably naive, and I still might be naive, and I thought lawyers.
I'll ask your daughter that.
Lawyers try cases. That's what they do. They're in the courtroom. They're making arguments. So there's a million things you can do as a lawyer, but I didn't really recognize that. But I knew I wanted to try cases, and I wanted to control my own destiny. I didn't want to be one of those guys who has to bill 2,000 hours a year, and you know that was your job, is to see how much you can work. So I felt, I wanted to try cases, and if I did good, then I'd have success. If I didn't do good, I wouldn't have success, and I was okay with that.
Interesting. And your tagline is never settle for less. Tell me what that means to you.
Well, when people hire us, we make a commitment to them to get to maximize the value of their case. If the insurance companies who are representing the corporations or the hospitals or the doctors aren't willing to pay us what we think the full value of the case is, we're ready to step up to the plate and go to trial. I think the insurance companies know that, which enables us to settle cases for more. It's our belief that the insurance companies, and take it from an old insurance company executive where I worked for a couple of years, the insurance companies know the guys who will step in the ring, and they know a firm like mine will step in the ring, which guarantees that cases are going to settle for more.
Sure, and we won't have time to go through all of the types of cases that you are able to take on, but all of those examples are listed on the website, which we'll be sure to link to. But Matt, you've prided yourself on, again, that network, but also the education. And I know on your website you've got some videos that are out there. You've been quoted in the media quite a bit, and you share your knowledge, and to your point earlier, you don't take on all cases. What does it mean to be a trial lawyer?
Well, a trial lawyer, I think a lot of people call themselves trial lawyers. A trial lawyer is a guy who, when push comes to shove, will get in the ring with the bully and put it in front of a jury's eyes and let a jury decide. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. We win more than we lose, but you have to, again, be willing to get in the ring with that bully. We'll call the bully in these instances the big multi-billion-dollar insurance companies, whose job it is to collect premiums from people like you and me. And when it comes time to paying out fair claim value, they don't want to do that, nor do I blame them. So a trial guy is a guy who will actually step up and try cases and when he needs to.
And that goes back to that point of never settle for less. Bottom line, you know you're good at it, and you know that you can help your clients. And speaking of clients, you've got a lot of very, very, very impressive testimonials on your website from happy clients, clearly, that you've done very, very well for, whether they fall into that category of personal injury, medical malpractice. You've been able to help quite a few people, and you should feel very, very proud. So if folks want to learn more about the practice, get in touch, whether it's about a specific case or, again, about networking and ways to get to know a little bit more about the firm, how can they get a hold of you?
I think the best way is through the website, www.willenslaw.com, or call us, 312-957-4166. I'll take your phone call. I wouldn't be in the people business if I didn't like people. So call us. I'm glad to speak with you on the phone, meet you for coffee, meet you for lunch, all about helping people.
That's right. And final question, in terms of practice area, I know that we're in Cook County, but where geographically do you take on cases?
Have case, we'll travel. We've tried cases in all, not all counties, several of the Illinois counties. In fact, I had a record verdict in Milwaukee, Wisconsin years ago on a medical malpractice case. So if it's the right type of case, we'll travel for it.
Fantastic. So I turn now to your publicist to see if she has any shout-outs for you. How did Dad do?
Dad did pretty well. He spoke clearly and stuff like that and explained a lot.
Okay, well, maybe you'll follow in his footsteps, and we could. I always love it when firms are a Willens and Willens. Any chance of that happening?
Well, if that's the route she wants to go, it's a tough way to make a living. But if that's what she wants, I'll support her wholeheartedly.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Willens and Willens, the wonderful dynamic duo, for joining us here in studio. Coming up, we've got tips, advice, information coming up for you on Get Down to Business. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We'll be right back.
Pain relief is elusive. Pain relief is mysterious. Pain relief can be hit or miss. I want you to get all the pain relief benefits that you deserve without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. Introducing Relief Factor. What a wonderful, wonderful pain relief product made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients, giving your body the help it needs to aid recurring aches and pains. You got aches and pains from a good workout at the gym? Good for you. Now we got to get rid of that pain. You have lower back pain? Have you reached a certain age and you're running out of steam because of your legs or your hips? Let me introduce you to Relief Factor with their 3-week quick start. This is a natural way of dealing with the aches and pains of life. And I know that it works, as I tried it, and after 2.5 weeks, my lower back pain was gone. Go to relieffactor.com and take the 3-week quick start, which is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. Relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. Tell them Mike Gallagher sent you. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Picture your son in 10 years. What kind of man do you hope to see? I know you want your son to be a man of character. It's Dan Proft, and I urge you to consider Northridge Prep, ranked the number one best all-boys school in Illinois for 2 years running, and a top 100 high school in America from U.S. News. Don't miss their open house on March 25th. Northridge Prep is an independent Catholic school for boys in grades 6 through 12, located in Niles. There's no brainwashing that's prevalent elsewhere. They instill the traditional values that you hold as parents. Northridge Prep is all boys with an all-male faculty. They celebrate your son's natural enthusiasm and energy. It's a good place to be a boy. Every teacher is a great role model who gets to the hearts of their students. Their demanding liberal arts curriculum produces well-rounded men with the ability to think for themselves. Grads go on to the best universities, including the Ivy League, and have top athletics and arts programs. I strongly encourage you to attend Northridge Prep's open house on March 25th. To learn more, visit northridgeprep.org. That's northridgeprep.org.
And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. On Tuesday of this past week, a local program coordinator returned to work and listened to 7 voicemail messages from me. That's uncomfortable. I could only visualize her moving through each one and rolling her eyes, muttering, "Not shalom again." Why did this happen, and how could it have been prevented? It started on the previous Thursday when late in the day I picked up a voicemail message from her indicating that she was missing a vital piece of information, that it was important that I contact her or it could cost me money. Not being one to squander funds, I did a quick bit of research on her request. I could not figure it out. I needed more details. So I called her back knowing that she'd likely left for the day. I outlined my confusion and told her I would call again tomorrow. So the next day, it was Friday, I had a completely nutty schedule. But I wanted to make sure that I did everything that I could to resolve the situation. I'd done a bit more research, but was still puzzled by the request. Whenever my day allowed, I called her, each time leaving a voicemail with a few details and letting her know when I would call again. We did not connect. Along the way, I did think perhaps she's in an all-day meeting or away for the day. On Monday, I followed the same pattern. By this time, I'd gathered all my paperwork, so I was able to leave her more details in my voicemail messages, but I never reached her, and she didn't call me back. Her return call came at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. When I picked up the phone, she introduced herself with laughter in her voice, and she said, "I was away from the office Friday and Monday," she said. My instinct had told me that that was probably the case, but I didn't know for sure, and since her initial message sounded urgent, I wanted to make sure that I did everything in my power to follow through. I kept leaving messages. The missing piece, her absence, wasn't indicated by her voicemail receptionist. Voicemail is our receptionist. That's why it was created, to allow each of us to have a way to greet and work with callers, work with clients, work with our customers when we're unable to answer our phone away from the office or on another line. Think about how efficient it would have been if late on Thursday or early Friday morning I'd connected with a voicemail that said, "I'm away from my office until Tuesday at 8 a.m. and will return all calls at that time." Would have saved us both time and removed the cringe that I experience when I think of her listening to my 7 voicemail messages. So what does your voicemail receptionist have? Does it have the correct information to share with callers? If not, why not? Let me know. You could get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Download podcasts from today's fantastic show, great lineup of guests, business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals. Share it with your colleagues, friends, and fellow business owners, and even get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And while you're online, be sure to check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. We call them our Solution Center for a reason. They have all the resources around the Affordable Care Act, around so many regulations and requirements that are making it so challenging for us to be in business. They've got lots of great advice, and they will gladly give you a free consultation if you mention Get Down to Business. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And we have a great lineup of some fantastic networking events and some programs that you don't want to miss. They're all posted on my website, shalomkline.com. Check it out, and we'd love to see you there. Coming up, we are going to be continuing the conversation on The Answer, and you can always tune in next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer for the show, where we will delve even more deeply into the world of small business. We've got some great entrepreneurs lined up for the program. Sneak peek, we've got Bob Mariano from Mariano's Grocery. He's going to be on coming up over the next few weeks. And some great elected officials. Speaking of elected officials, your elections are coming up, primary elections on March 20th in just 2 weeks. So make sure you are registered to vote. Today is actually the last day to register to vote. You can vote by mail, but mark your calendar, March 20th. Get out to the polling place, make your voice heard, and make sure that the business community is represented and you're talking about the issues. Again, get on my website, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here at AM560 The Answer.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health